Masechta Shviyos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnayos continue listing different types of works that are allowed to be done at the end of the sixth year, all the way up until the seventh year. Mishnah Gimel. Misalkin ad Rosh Hashanah. You can be misalk, you can clear stones away from a field until the Rosh Hashanah of the beginning of the seventh year. Mekarsimin, you can prune a tree, cut some of the dead branches that are growing on it. Mizradin, you can thin out by cutting even live branches off the tree. Mefalsin, the Rav says mefalsin means, either it means to take the psalus, the bad or decayed parts of the tree, or he says another translation of mefalsin is to cut away all of the branches that are sticking out in order to make the trunk grow wider. And all these malachas could be done ad Rosh Hashanah. These things were generally asar only midrabbanan on the Shemitah year itself, and therefore they were allowed to be done even after Shavuos of the sixth year, all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the seventh year. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kezeruda v'chifesula shal chamishas kashal shishas. Just like you can do these malachas of Zerudin and Mefalsin, that you can trim away some of the branches and prune and remove the decayed parts. These things you're allowed to do with the trees from the fifth year, you can do it on the sixth year. So too, you can do it with the trees from the sixth year on the seventh year. And Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is that these malachas were only preventative, to prevent damage, and they weren't actually actively increasing the growth of the trees, and therefore were allowed to be done even on the Shemitah year with trees that were there from the sixth year. That's the second opinion. Reb Shimon says a third opinion. Kol's man shani rishai ba avodas ilan rishai ani b'pisulei. As long as I'm allowed to perform the avodas ilan, the works for the actual benefit of the tree, such as plowing and stuff like that, which was allowed up until Shavuos time, as long as that's allowed, I'm also allowed pisulei, the removing the bad parts of the tree and the pruning and all the whole list of other malachas that we mentioned in the beginning of this Mishnah. So he learns that these malachas are the same as plowing, that they're allowed to be done up until Shavuos. So the first opinion was they can be done up until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. The second opinion held that they can be done even during the Shemitah year. And the third opinion held that it's the same as plowing, that it can only be done up until the Shavuos, up until Shavuos at the end of the sixth year. Mishnah Dalet, Mizamin Asanatias. You can do this malacha called Mizamin the Natias, the young trees. The Rav has two different understandings of many of the malachas in this Mishnah. Two different understandings here. Either it means to put manure fertilizer on parts of the young tree where the bark got peeled away, and it was meant to heal the tree that it shouldn't die from the loss of bark, they would cover it with manure. His other opinion is mezamin, it comes from zuama, something dirty and smelly. They would put something foul smelling around the tree as a pesticide to keep away or kill the worms and bugs in the tree. Another malacha that was allowed to be done, we're going to list a bunch of malachas that are allowed to be done through the sixth year all the way up until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. Another malacha is karchanaisan. You can wrap a tree. The Rav says either wrap karchanaisan means to insulate the tree, to protect it from either the heat or cold. He says another explanation, karchan, means to wrap the branches together, tie them all facing upwards to hold the branches in a vertical upward position, that they shouldn't be hanging and drooping down. And this was allowed to be done till the beginning of the Shemitah year. The next malacha is v'kaitman aysan. You could put ashes on the roots of the tree to help them keep their moisture. And the Rav brings a second explanation. What does this mean? It means like nektam reishai, to cut off the tips of the branches. He was allowed to cut off the tips of the branches, and I guess this was to also help it grow. V'aisan lam batim, and you can make houses for the trees. This, the Rav says, either means to build a hut around it to protect the tree from the rain and sun, or it means to make a fenced-in area around the roots of the tree that you fill in with dirt, so it should have an elevated level of dirt around the roots. Umashkin my son, and you can water the trees ad Rosh Hashanah up until Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the seventh year. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzedek Amar, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzedek says, Af mashkehu es hanoif b'shvius, you're even allowed to water the branches on Shvius, on the Shemitah seventh year, avaleis ikar, but not the trunk, the roots of the tree. So watering the tree is definitely a malacha that's not allowed to be done, but here, he's not watering the roots, the trunk, he's watering the branches and allowing the water to drip down the branches onto the tree, and that's a shine, it's doing it in an abnormal fashion of watering, and therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzedek, it was allowed to be done even on the Shemitah year.